This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am singing in anticipation of God's blessings. Recently, I was reading in the book of Acts, which tells how Paul and Silas were stripped and beaten with rods for proclaiming Jesus in the city of Philippi. Imagine how miserable their circumstances must have been. They were stripped naked, beaten, put in chains, and in prison. But around midnight, the strangest thing happened. Both Paul and Silas began to sing and pray. You think about that for a moment because it makes perfect sense at midnight to cry out to God or maybe even to complain to him. But despite all that they had been through, they chose to sing and worship and praise him. And we usually think of singing and rejoicing in response to God's blessings. But singing is not always in response to God's actions, but in anticipation of them. So they sang to shift their focus from their pain to their hope and to create this space where God could really move and work that situation out. And so as we think about that and think about our own personal situation that we need to sing in anticipation of something, let us cling to these words. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. Isaiah 40:31. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. And so today, sing in anticipation of God's blessings.